I hope that sounds familiar to your ears, especially people in Budwe, enjoying your time with the fantastic vibes coming to you from Medina Juba, right here from The Beat. I promised you, and I always keep my promise as usual. Madam, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak.
Kefita.
Ana kweisa.
Ana kweisa.
Kweisa.
Tajami temin belit.
Get last week,
last
but
week.
One.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. You were supposed to be based in Kampala. When did you relocate to Juba?
I was in Kampala because I was studying.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm done studying, so it's time to come home.
Mm.
Yes.
Actually, that's why I played this song.
Thank you.
What were you doing?
All right. I was doing my degree program mm-hmm. in social work, social mm-hmm. administration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So have you gotten something to do?
I'm here so that you're going to give me something to
do. Are you working?
You're going to give me the work.
I will refer you to Silver X with a fetish chocolate. Please contact Silver X.
All right.
Silver X, who is at the moment in Australia. Mm-hmm. Silver X promised us 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now Silver is going to seven months.
7 months.
He needs to form a commission of inquiry to look into that matter. Right here we have one of the oldest performers in the industry. Please introduce yourself, Itaya Munuzatu.
All right, thank you so much for giving me this chance to come today to Mira FM.
Mm.
My name is Joy Mbaraza, the real name, and my stage name is Sweet J.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is me.
Okay.
The West Vibrator.
Mashallah, good to see you. It's been long since we had you in studio, and your online presence is not very strong, especially on Facebook. Since 2007, you only have 11,000 followers, but you're very popular on YouTube. What's going on?
All right. The issue is I didn't pay attention to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so recent that they told me, Sujay, why can't you promote your page? So now I wake up and I'm trying to push the page. So I was paying more attention to my YouTube. That's why.
Is YouTube paying you now?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. What is the minimum you can get in a year, for instance?
Okay, it was only last year that I got monetized my account.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on how people are watching your music
mm-hmm.
and how the quality of your music and mm-hmm. the followers, subscribers,
mm-hmm.
That's how YouTube can pay you. They can pay according to the subscriber and the watch hour.
Actually, this song, Madaresa, is having up to 16,000 views
mm-hmm.
and it's 2 years old. Do you think it's going to get you something?
Yes.
Yes, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think it is important for artists in South Sudan to start monetizing their social media accounts?
It's very, very important to do mm-hmm. that. Yes.
How do you encourage people to watch your music on YouTube?
Okay. The way I'm getting the viewers or subscribers is whenever I release new video, mm-hmm. I mostly share the link throughout the platform.
You share the link or you share the video?
I share the link, not the video.
Not the video.
I upload the video on mm-hmm. YouTube, then mm-hmm. I share the link.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't you share the video?
No. If I share the video, nobody mm-hmm. will go to my YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, people are always there. How do you protect your video? Because sometimes even before, immediately after you release you premiere your video on YouTube, tabijaka la biga file zolfi mobile tato. Sometimes I do making mama download. Because some of the producers that woman mara gifiko ajere. How do you protect that?
Yeah, first of all, I'm telling my producer to lock the video before releasing the video,
mm-hmm.
and I'm telling him, if you release my video and it goes out, I'm not going to pay all of your money. Mm. I do pay half of the production fee and keep the one, because if you pay all, the producer may mess up with your work. So I keep some balance so that he maintain our agreement. That's why that's what I'm doing always.
Is it a verbal agreement or later on, do you write an agreement?
A written one.
You write?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting. Do you think, how did you get that from? Where did you get that from? Telugu maalum adi min wain.
Yeah, too.
Al gale italazim bi mabi mabi wodi video taki instead ita wodi link, because most of the artists woman magi wodi link mon instead grassoli fi WhatsApp group tanas.
Okay.
Hey, jama guys, I have a new video. Whoop. Oh, hey, moro ita wain. Can you check my video out? Rasulullah nam tuwali video. Boom, for WhatsApp time.
Okay, it depends on somebody. When you are very excited about what you're doing, so you mess up. It's also depend on how you set yourself, what you want to gain. Yeah, because for me, I'm using money to produce the video, and I need to get the money back. So I want to generate the money and get profit out of it. Now, if I share the video on WhatsApp group, there's nothing I'm going to gain. Everybody will have the video, and I will be at loss. Yes.
Because kamani, artists even have no idea how to monetize their accounts. Gamul kalamdiki.
All right. When you reach 1,000 subscribers and you watch our reach 4,000, that's when you qualify to monetize your YouTube account.
I hope you're listening out there.
Uh-huh.
Because most artists have no idea. They make too much noise on YouTube, on Facebook. Mahalal magi da founders grus. Yala mahalal gida founders grus eh?
Yeah, that's why I paid more attention to my YouTube, because there I'm gaining. There I'm getting something out of my sweat. In Facebook, I'm just going to make fans with my fans, entertain them. But where I'm paying, this is where I'm putting more effort.
Is that where it stops? 1,000 subscribers, 4,000 viewers.
So, yeah, to be qualified to monetize your account, you have to reach this. These are the conditions.
The basic ones. Do you have to do paperwork?
No.
You don't have to do paperwork?
Yeah.
Good. Do you have to fill a form online?
No.
What else do you have to do? Is that all?
Okay, when you reach that level, there's ways, there are conditions that are giving you, you feel online, of course.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got you.
Because,
I got your point.
Because yesterday, Kalas Anna and also Lukalas 20,000.
No, they ask guy you for your ID. You register with your ID. Then
your account number.
Account number. How they're going to be, like, if you want to transfer the money through YouTube to your account, which account are you going to use? Then you pay. Either you give them PayPal account or any bank account that you're having.
Now, Junub Sudan, Indra Musila Marat, most of the world outlets. Which account are you using? Are you using an account based in South Sudan, or are you using an account based overseas?
I'm using PayPal account.
PayPal account.
Yes.
That is not in South Sudan. So, this is another challenge. This is another challenge.
Yeah, that's another challenge.
How do you acquire that? How do you acquire another account which is not having close or tight links with South Sudan? Because in South Sudan, Aishan Marad will get approval for international recognition, for international monetization of your account,
YouTube,
and so on. Not only YouTube, many other platforms.
Yeah, okay. PayPal is online
banking. Yes.
So anybody can download PayPal. You register. There's a procedure you're going to follow. Then you'll be there. Yes.
Guys, are you listening? some beautiful rumba for you here as you continue to enjoy your day right here with that one. Let's get started again. This track is called Muhabbati, and that's one of your latest, is it? Huh?
Yeah, that is my latest. I released it 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I listened to it actually. Mm-hmm. I listened to it a long time ago. and by the way, Fananin Ketir, woman magitabi is that one bigger girl, faker gale, girl lads in Tabjabe Flash, Tabjabe CD, Tabras Rubontakebe WhatsApp. No. Can you be a magazine? Mazade.
The
Maitanga Sabegida Fetang by YouTube, and Nakamangi Shilo again in email, one Nagishilo in YouTube. Actually, I'm playing from YouTube now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Tell us about this song.
All right, this song is all about love. The message in that song, the many message I'm giving out is these days men believe women love for money, we love for material things, but I'm telling you, not every woman love for money. Mm-hmm. There are some women who have true love towards a man.
Why do you think the trend has changed from real love to material love? It's something which is happening. I was talking about this in the third hour of my program here, and I was saying, Gale, some of these ladies now, most of them have 4 to 5 boyfriends. One is for makeup, the other one is for terkiba, the other one is for ice cream, the other one is for V8. Ashkalu anwatam haba. Why do you think so?
Yeah, it depends on, people have their goals to achieve. On how you set yourself, what you want to achieve. And if I want to look expensive and I'm not working, I've never been to school, what do you expect me to do? So I will look another way, shortcuts. Let's make ladies to go for commercial kind of love. Yes.
Wow, interesting. Talking about school, what encouraged you to go to school?
All right.
Because most of artists, they think that just let them sing and make noise, sing, and they will get money.
All right.
Is it important to be educated if you're an artist?
It's very, very important to be educated as an artist.
Mm,
because even to produce a meaningful song, you need to be educated. To go to international level, that we are singing, we want to be international, you have to be educated. So many artists out there in other countries are all educated artists. They all went to school. They're having a degree,
masters and so on.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not like I'm an artist, I should just be there, then go to school. No, school is very important in the life of artists.
I always give artists examples of artists like Koffi Olomide, who has masters and masters in fields like mathematics, economics, and so on. Alpha Blondie, they have masters in languages and so many things.
Yeah, because even music itself is mathematics. For you to put two words in a relix, it needs mathematics. So.
Okay, you're listening to the beat right here on 1-1, and we're talking to Sweet J. Finish up one track, and then we will let's take a very quick break, and then when we come back, we will look at what you are talking about on the social media. We're looking what you're looking about, what you're talking about in the text messages, if you have sent any at 0912177141.
Yo, this is your girl, Tutu Baby.
It's your boy, Yopi, the Bandman General.
Yo, it's your star girl, Rebecca Troy.
Hey, yo, this is Mr. Links, the hitmaker.
I am Nikki Prince, the finest of the Hard Life Avenue stars.
Yo, this is your girl, Nita, baby.
Hey, this is Romerica, son.
Wagwan is a boy, K-A-W-A-J-A, Kawaja Revolution.
Yo, this is your boy, Keno Medicator.
It's the Hip Hop Revolution.
This is J-Bull.
And this is J-O Government. When you're so here, keep it real.
You're listening to The Beat at Miraya FM.
Bomba Kla.
Quickly, responses from DM2. He says, wow, amazing on the Facebook page. And then Sun King of Youngstar Music says, wish you the best. Okay. And then Samson Sunday says, wishing her all the best as she will connect live to South Sudan in a while. And then Akol Mathiang says, absolutely amazing. I wish her to be connected so that I listen to her sweet voice. Yes, you are listening to her right now. And then Patsue Emmanuel says, I wish you the best, my dear. Keep moving and discover millions of your dreams. Bring them into practical or practice. George Isaac says, it's been a while. Minus hearing from you. She's been cooking a lot. Yes, you did. You had a lot. And one of the Roombas. This is one of her oldest, though. Charles says, someone future wife. Okay, we'll talk about that later. But the issue of marriage. Then the Mavuns are started. A lot of the artists marriage. They will take 5 minutes to answer that question. They'll be dodging around. Dory Money Curry says, the crew member says, I will be your next guest. You want to be my next guest? Please make sure you get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. And then someone else says, Nova says, they can't wait. Paul Botala says, wow, that's beautiful, waiting for you. Prince Ganiko says, they cannot wait. Wow, that's great news. That is from Gordon Salah. And lots. You can check our Facebook page and get all the amazing messages from there. Now, let's not talk about your marriage for now, but let's talk about why are you popular among the Azande?
All right. I don't know why I'm popular, mm-hmm. but what I know is my people love me. Mm-hmm. Because I started and I based my music basically on the tradition sound of Azande. Mm. That's why I know people love me because of that. Mm. Yeah, and it makes me popular. Mm. Not only in Yambio, but wherever the Azande people are, I'm popular. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not only in Juba?
Not only in Juba, but worldwide.
Wow.
Yes.
Which one is that?
Okay, that one is Angbanamo.
What is the meaning of Angbanamo?
Angbanamo is friends who are pretending to love you, but they are your enemies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Experience?
Mm-hmm.
This is the beat and play the beat. 101 Radio Mirror.
Oh, pull up. Why do you think you have fake friends?
Moro, this life we are living in.
are we living fake life?
Everything is fake now.
So now you agree with me that a lot of things are fake.
Yeah, very fake.
Yeah.
It takes somebody needs to be very careful.
Yeah, otherwise yes. You'll be faked.
You'll be faked.
Anyway, I'm not surprised because DJ Sent said, fake it until you make it. Now he has faked it until he has made it to India. Okay, because of time, I beg we're going to be leaving it not very far from now. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say it's been great having you in very short notice. We had to ambush you for the Eid. What is your advice for the Eid celebrations as we are going to the end of our program now in the next 2-3 minutes?
All right, thank you so much, Moro, for inviting me today. I wish all my Muslim fans and Muslim brothers, sister, a happy Eid. Mm-hmm. Please let us embrace peace and love among ourselves. Mm-hmm. Be it Christian or a Muslim, we are together and we are worshipping the same God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to embrace peace and love.
Great. Are you performing anywhere today?
I will be live tomorrow at Ukraine, Kilikilana show. Mm-hmm. And I'm inviting all my fans who are here in Juba. Please stand up. Tomorrow is Eid. Let's continue with the celebration with me live on stage.
Of course, you are lucky the government has given
you five days. You know why I'm lucky?
Uh-huh.
I just thank God I'm blessed.
See you tomorrow at Kilikilana Comedy in Yokron Cultural Center.
Yes.
And I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Eid. Mm-hmm. Don't do what I will not do. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much.